Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women, and beer makes us poo.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nate.
I'm Jimmy.
We're the Drunk Guys, and this week we are reading Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne. And someone's starting with a beer.
All right, everybody knows Winnie the Pooh. If you don't, I don't know. I don't know how to help you, man. You've got all the characters. Winnie the Pooh, owl, rabbit, very complex named creatures, piglet. So there's, you know, there's the canon ones, but there's our extended universe characters in Winnie the Pooh. I'm sure
Winnie the shit.
Including Laser Cat.
Oh, you have like the background filter, so it looked like you were holding up something that had to be censored.
It's very neat.
It was big and black also.
It is. Ooh.
It's showing us that fleshlight, Jimmy.
No,
I can't drink beer out of it always.
I want you to watch. This is Laser Cat from Medusa, and it's an Imperial IPA, 8%, and it's pretty nice. It's got a little bit of bitter to it. It's not made with cat. Beyond that, yeah.
or probably by Laser.
Citra and Nugget. Speaking of nuggets.
Speaking of poo and nuggets, yeah. Poo. So this book came out in 1926, which means it just entered public domain like 2 minutes ago.
And they've already made a horror movie about it.
Yeah, it came in 2022. It became public domain in the U.S.,
and the movie came out, I want to say,
the next day,
immediately. Like they were preparing for it to go public.
And it was the first of several things that put A.A. Milne on the map. It's the only stuff he's known for today. And it's a bunch of short stories about Winnie the Pooh. And you know what? The adaptations that I remember as a kid, pretty faithful. So if you've seen them, you know what the book's about. Tell us what you thought. Bye.
I have the song engraved in my brain.
I don't
more so than many other things. Like I haven't heard it actually in person in decades, but I remember every bit of it, and it's almost haunting, but in a friendly way, menacing.
I have no idea what song you're talking about.
No, me neither.
The Winnie the Pooh song, chubby little cubby, all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh.
No, that sounds like a song my mom sang when I had to poop.
That was kind of that age where someone had to sing to your poops to get them come out, which was what the book is about, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, no, the animated episodes had a song at the beginning of every VHS.
Oh. I'm going to look it up later, and then I'll have like PTSD.
Your childhood will come back to you. You'll remember it. You definitely, if you saw any of the cartoons, you know that you heard the fucking song.
It's like, oh no, I got molested to this. Okay, so it starts off with introducing Winnie the Pooh, and right away, one of the themes of the book is that all the animals and Christopher Robin have cognitive impairments. They are all incredibly fucking stupid creatures, because this was read to children.
And but the narrator is incredibly frustrated the entire time.
Yeah.
It's like another fucking story about these dumb animals. What's wrong with you, kid?
It's actually like really meta. Right? This is you're supposed to read these to a kid, and the narrator's like, I can't read this. This is terrible. These kids are way ahead of its time.
He's constantly breaking his own fourth. Is that fifth wall? Even I don't even know what that is.
It's a fourth dimensional wall. Like I'm not even sure how to perceive it. You can't, Nate.
The wall is time.
Yeah, the string theory of Pooh.
There are strings.
In the first one, and it's my favorite story, because...
Well, first you have to start off with how he got his name, because that's how everyone says, like, what the fuck is that?
You shit your pants one time.
And then he stopped wearing pants.
Before we get to there, can we actually go with what is, I think, on the first page? You know, he's Winnie the Pooh.
That's a Christopher Robin has a slack-jawed yokel, and he can't even say the name he made up. He can't even say it correctly.
Yeah.
That's what that's supposed to mean?
Winnie the Pooh? I have no idea what that is supposed to be, but he says it a couple times that it's not a typo.
I think it's the way, like, you know, kids say weird things. It's like, all right, if you want to call him that kid, are you sure? Like, yep, that's his name. Like, all right, dude, that's you do you. I'll call him that. That's stupid. And then I'll slowly segue it out, and you'll forget because you're a dumb child. Also, a question. This is the 20s, so this is, I feel, a reasonable question. Why is he wearing a dress in every picture?
Who?
Christopher Robin. Yeah, I noticed that it's a definitely looks like a girl in the pictures.
I mean, this is a little bit too old for, you know, non-gender conforming children.
And now if you look at the pictures, it's like a baggy shirt and little shorts, but it's like a weird set.
It looks kind of like a little girl's outfit.
It doesn't help that he has a little, like,
he has a little bob going.
Christopher Bobbin.
He looks like a fucking flapper.
It was the time.
Yeah, but he's...
That's why that story where they make bathtub gin was so weird. I actually didn't look at the... I skipped the pictures, except for one important picture.
How do you skip
picture.
The pictures? They're just there.
I just moved past them because I had to read this shit fast. His name is Edward, and everyone forgets that.
Edward Bear.
Edward Bearhands, and he's there like... how's Winnie? And he's like, I'd really rather you didn't. It's like Piggy in Lord of the Flies. And Christopher Robin blows that shit. And it's
allegedly named after a bear, a polar bear at the zoo in real life.
Not a polar bear, a black bear. And it was named, that was like a vaguely tame bear. That there are pictures of it being fed by guys in World War One uniforms. Like, Chip, well, Joe, John, Jolly, ho, ho, this should have had you against Jerry, or whatever fucking bullshit they'd say. Yeah, it says, I'm trying to find the sentence where it says, and that's why they call them Winnie the Pooh, and then the narrator's like, doesn't make sense to me either.
Yeah, they leave out the poo part, which is the stuff I have the most questions about.
I mean, I've had questions for 36 years about why they fucking call him the Pooh.
Yeah, he's like, he's Winnie the Pooh.
I had to go through 3 years of college to earn that nickname.
It says right here in the book, he said, well, you don't get it? It's like, yes, now I do, I said quickly. And I hope you do too, because it is all the explanation you are going to get.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, it does have a lot of lines like, what the fuck is even going on?
I guess kids were annoying in 1926 as well. I find myself reading stories to my kid, and there are so many, I feel like I'm being cross-examined, the questions that are asked about things. Like, I don't know. I don't know why he likes blue. But we're moving, or you know what?
He's red, green, colorblind kid, all right?
And I found out the other day, my wife just fucking skips pages of stories. She's like, I'm not doing the whole book. The amount of questions for the whole book, are you high? No, it'll be there until two. No, just skip them.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to remember.
They don't. And my kid's like just starting to learn how to read, but like she's not fast enough that she'll be like, hey, what about that paragraph?
I'm sensing a lack of continuity.
The characters don't feel fully developed.
What did the brown bear say?
Why does he not have any pants?
So Winnie the Shit is he has
Winnie
a
the Shit is like, his father.
It's Winnie the Poop.
He's the little poo.
Yeah, then all of the bears is Winnie the Shit, Winnie the Poo, Winnie the Plop, and any other synonyms you can think of. But he decides he wants honey.
The slowest of bears.
He's like, I'm going to go get honey out of that tree because there's a beehive. And he comes up with a plan. And this was unintentionally my favorite thing in the book. It's hysterical. That he's like, I'm going to go tie a balloon around myself so I could float up and get it. That's funny. That's cute. And that's kid logic. And
where did they get the helium?
You know what? I'm not worried about the helium.
Any object that doesn't exist in the forest is given to them by Christopher Robin.
He's the Tom Bombadil of the fucking 100-acre wood.
I mean, I guess if you are like a sentient stuffed bear, a regular child will seem like an otherworldly god to you.
He is another. Yeah, it makes sense. But so
these are not actual animals. These are all stuffed animals, and they act like it because they have like stitching and clothes and various neuroses that a stuffed animal would have, apparently. And so, Christopher Robin Bombadil provides them with activities.
But Pooh's idea is to, he's like, I'm going to float. And then he's like, wait, they're going to think, why is there a floating bear? Because bees are very smart in this universe. He's like, I know, I'll choose a balloon that's the color of the sky, and I'll make myself look like a little rain cloud by putting on blackface. And so he covers
paint himself entirely black, so it's...
Make,
it's all black.
This is when minstrel shows were still happening. So there's minstrel poo, then Christopher Robin shoots him. He's like, I was shooting something else, but I couldn't help but shoot the black character.
Well, he realizes
once
he's up
there, police?
They're not bees because they're not making honey. They must therefore be wasps. And these wasps are very angry to see a black guy near their house.
They see a black bear. A big, very flamboyant gay man comes into their neighborhood, and they're like, oh, no, we will not stand for this.
Oh, man, there was one.
And they get the enforcer to shoot
him. Oh, yeah, it's Chapter 2 had an excellent gay bar name, which we'll get to.
So that's the story. And then he shoots Christopher Robin, shoots him. And then he's like, all right, that's over. And then he sings
a song.
He
shoots the balloon, and somehow the balloon doesn't just pop. It just lets out a little bit of air at a time, and then he floats back down to the ground, and he's okay. But why wouldn't the balloon just pop? Why didn't Winnie just plummet to its death?
Well, like, he can't right there because he's got no internal organs. He falls out of a tree later on, and he's fine.
Yeah, later on in this chapter.
He fell out of a tree at the beginning. He tried climbing first, and then he fell.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when he had the brilliant idea for the balloon.
But also, at the end of this, he says his arms were so stiff from holding onto the string that they stayed up in the air for a week. And whenever a fly came and settled on his nose, he had to blow it off. And I think, but I am not sure, that is why he's always called Pooh.
That's also what I highlighted, because I was like, what?
And the next chapter is, oh, by the way, he also shit himself that one time, but we don't talk about that. He said, oh, bother. Because Pooh is either very slow or, by some other accounts, a master of the Eastern religions.
Oh, there's that. That was that popular book, The Tao of Pooh.
Yes. After I was once accused of being an Eeyore after somebody read that, which I disagree with.
You're not emo enough.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Eeyore just has fucking depression.
I just feel like Pooh is clearly not demonstrating the practice of Wu Wei when he's just eating honey. He has an eating disorder. It's not Taoism.
I mean, if anything, he's closer to like a Zen thing where he's just living in the moment and, you know, just purely existing and rolling with it. Also, he doesn't drink mercury and refuse to ejaculate because it will expend his life energy. Which are the other parts of Taoism they leave out when they talk about that stuff.
Well, what about that chapter where they all line up to punch him in the balls so he could show how he's mastered his body or whatever the dumb modern Taoists do? Have you seen videos of that where the guys are like getting batter rammed in the groin?
Like, aren't those like the Kung Fu monks, like the Shaolin monks?
But some of them is like some of the modern Taoism is magic nonsense where they're like, men extinguishing candles with their essence and stuff like that. You know, they just like punch from 50 feet away and try to put out. It's there's some ridiculous stuff in there.
Yeah.
Pooh.
I read part of the Tao of Pooh. I thought a lot of it was kind of a reach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, trying to make this anything more than dumb kids' stories is going to be a reach. But speaking of reaching for chapter two, what? The next chapter, we learn that there is a consequence for Pooh's eating disorder. It's obesity, and he gets stuck in the hole going to Rabbit's house, where you meet Rabbit, who is a fucking dick. And I remember
I gotta say, Rabbit is my favorite character, because he's such a fucking weirdo for no reason. Pooh is like, hey, are you home? He's like, no, he's not here. Like, Rabbit? Like, no, it's not me. It's someone else.
Like, he's in a different voice.
It's like, I'm Winnie the Pooh. I'm here to see. He's like, oh, I was going to go see Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, I'm here now. And he's like, okay. I mean, it helps that everyone else is an idiot, but...
I think, because later it's said when they get to the Kenga chapter, I think, that Rabbit has 16 family members, but Rabbit's refusing to acknowledge it's him, so he can't get served divorce papers.
Like, or child support.
Yeah, they're like, are you... Like, he has to acknowledge that he's Rabbit. So he's like, I don't know who that is.
He's ignoring the process server. That's what he's doing.
Pretty much. Nobody's home.
Well, okay, so I have a beer, so I'm gonna drink it. So wouldn't you say if you were walking in the forest and you saw all these animals or just talking, or even these stuffed animals just like walking around talking, would you think it was Freaky Friday, which actually isn't even the name of this beer at all. This name of the beer is actually HDHC Broccoli Special Reserve by Other Half in collaboration with Goliath Brewing.
That could be another animal in the forest.
With a disorder.
Diarrhea.
That's prescription. Anyway, this is a double dry hopped imperial IPA from Other Half, and it is 8.3% alcohol. And it tastes like a double IPA from Other Half. Imagine that.
Does it taste different from the other one, just called Broccoli?
I mean, it's been
a while, so who knows?
But they're all so close. Like, I would really have to have them, like, two cans next to each other.
But you would shit yourself from
that much broccoli. Oh, yeah. I just pee green for a week.
It's not supposed to do that, Nate. That's not...
If you eat enough of it...
I mean, if I eat enough broccoli, I just pee out of my butt. It's just pure. Or as my kid likes to say, throw up with my butt.
Well, speaking of throwing up out of your butt for a week, that's exactly what has to happen in this chapter, because Pooh goes in, eats all of Rabbit's honey and condensed milk, which is a terrible combination.
This is English cuisine, Jimmy. Yeah. That's what they thought was good.
Sounds a little dusty. But then he gets...
I have trapped wind.
He gets stuck in the doorway, and they're like, you just gotta wait till you lose weight, Tubber. And so he has to sit there for a week while they read him stories and he loses weight. And this is where the gay bar comes in. Because then would you read a sustaining book such as would help and comfort a wedged bear in great tightness?
But did you skip over the sentence that literally goes, Pooh pushed and pushed and pushed his way through the hole? Like, yeah, I've taken a shit. I know what that's happening. I do that every morning. Oh, my God. Yeah, so then they starve him for a week. And Pooh's like, all right, I'm just going with this. And they're all, yeah. Rabbit reveals he has a back door. And he's, fuck this guy.
I mean, it's probably the same size, though.
Oh, totally, but he makes no effort to help Pooh. He could dig a larger hole. He could have also just went out that back door instead of answering, you know, getting caught by the world's dumbest bear. And he's like, are you home? No? Really?
It almost
worked. You got me. So then they pull him out of the hole. And you're like, wow, that was great. What a great story. I'm glad there's eight more. The next one is when Pooh is hunting a woozle. He's like, I heard they're moving into this neighborhood. And so he has to chase them out. And he's looking for the woozle. And then this is when you meet Piglet. And I liked this. This is clearly a sentence for like the grown-ups. That there's a sign outside of Piglet's house that just says, Trespassers W. And he's like, it's named after my grandfather, Trespasser W. And you're like, no. And he goes, like, yes, Trespasser Will, short for William. And then this sentence made me laugh a lot. And his grandfather had two names in case he lost one. Trespassers after an uncle. And William after trespassers. What the fuck is this mean?
That's like a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah, absolutely. Just insane. And you're like, okay, why not? And then the next line is, I've got two names, said Christopher Robin carelessly. It's a sassy narrator.
Yeah, this carelessly is a bold choice.
This kid's an asshole. Keep that to yourself.
Christopher Robin is the child he's telling the story to.
And it's his own child. That was the name of his kid.
He made his own kid into a bitch.
But like, and he also cursed the kid for the rest of his life. He had to be Christopher Robin. He couldn't be like, hey, I'm Chris. And they're like, Chris Milne? As in, yes, it's Christopher Robin.
This is a real kid?
His real son, yeah.
Oh, man. That is
only died
up,
in like the 90s. Maybe he made it to 2000.
Oh, shit.
Certainly, he. I don't think he saw 9/11. Pooh handling 9/11 would have been tough. I think he was dead by then.
Oh, bother.
It's just Eeyore. I left my tail in there.
But Piglet is the embodiment of anxiety because he's very nervous because he's small and easily eaten, even though nothing in the woods is going to eat him.
Well, they fear fictional things that they, you know, they imagine.
Like the weasel, which they spend a lot of time tracking, which turns out to just be their own footprints going in a circle.
And that's the story. Christopher Robin just watches from afar and then mocks them like a cruel god.
Look at these things I have created, how sad they are.
He's like, now I understand how they fucking wandered for 40 years in the desert. Being a god is tiring.
It's kind of like when you have you play The Sims and you take the ladder out of the pool to see what happens.
Yeah, it's, so I'm sure by the later
book. You can pull
yourself
up, but you're not gonna.
In the later books, he gets real creative, and it's like when you make a house in The Sims with no doors and just barbecue grills and make them cook hamburgers till they burn it down. That's when Christopher Robin went through his dark phase when he was mad at his dad.
Well, the later ones just become Hellraiser.
Yeah. That's a CD player guy or whatever. So then Christopher Robin just mocks them, and it never actually explains what happened. I don't think it does.
They were following their own footprints.
No, I understood that from the moment it started. But I don't think he ever actually tells them you followed your own footprints.
I mean, I think he's realized at this point that if you tell them that, they'll just be like, okay, do you want a snack?
But the bear, but Pooh says, I have been foolish and deluded. I am a bear of no brain at all.
He calls himself that often.
And it's true. He's a fucking moron.
Well, he is made of stuffing.
Yeah, it's just lead paint chips is what he's stuffed with. That's all his diet has been. Then you meet Eeyore, who lost his tail. And then you meet the owl, who's a fucking liar. The owl pretends he's wise.
My ass.
He's an illiterate dumbass.
And yet still the smartest in the forest.
See, I would call it the Dunning-Kruger effect, where you don't know how bad you are at something when you just don't know about it at all. So he doesn't know how bad he is at spelling.
But what do you call it when everyone else also doesn't know?
I think this is like in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king scenario.
So chapter 3.
Eeyore is looking for his tail, and Owl is like, you should find the tail because I'm real smart. And then it turns out that he's been using the tail as a doorbell because he's a sociopath.
Right, but they don't mention is that the bell is the hollowed-out skull of another animal.
Well, I mean, he is an owl. He must have to eat the smaller animals. He would be the one to eat Piglet. Oh, maybe that's too big for him. I don't know.
Though I have to say, it is kind of funny. So anyway, so Owl, like, can't spell. This is a book for kids who've only just learned enough a spelling to know that this is spelled wrong. So it's kind of like, you know, they can relate to not knowing how to spell things because they're kids. They're very little kids. So it's like, okay, I see.
And they can look down on someone dumber than that. Now they know enough to be able to look down on somebody who doesn't
know.
A lot
of these were written in the same way that people write stuff on Twitter these days. So I found it pretty readable.
Yeah, like his tweet, one of the signs talked about how the vaccine doesn't work. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it works.
I didn't realize
but it does
what Weinstein was an owl. It's like, Plez ring if earn answers record. And Pooh is like, this guy's a goddamn genius.
Yeah. He finds his tail, and then Christopher Robin nails it back on, which means he was nailing ass.
Yeah. You know what? I never thought about that before. Nails it into this animal.
Well, because the donkey is the Christ figure.
Oh, that's true. Poor suffering Eeyore. He died for or he was chronically depressed for our sins.
He's the scape mule.
He just wishes he was dead his whole life.
He feels like the victim, so.
No, he's all sad because he sees all the times we masturbate, and he's like, why, my creation?
Did you ever see that fucking tweet? It was like, Jesus died for our sins, but before he did, he saw all that was ever going to be all the sins. So that means he saw someone blasting rope to Waluigi porn and decided to go anyway.
I have seen that, and it's such a beautiful combination of words that...
It's a unique phrase.
Do you guys know who Vosh or whatever that fucking guy's name is? The streamer guy?
Nope.
He's this fucking shit streamer guy who really in YouTube guy who just...
Is this like a Twitch thing?
But he like doesn't game much. He like talks about politics and stuff like that. And he's like super lefty and really arrogant, smug guy. And I've heard him like debate people. And it's like any other person who makes a career of debating people. He's a douche. But he accidentally shared his screen and it had this like cataloged folders of anime horse kid porn.
You mean like the horses are
like,
kids?
Or like a horse fucking a kid's mouth images. And so he was like, oh, what? Oh, no. And so then, like the next stream, he's defending it. And he came up with the greatest defense I've ever heard, which was, I didn't think that was kids. I thought it was like, quote, like a short stack girl, you know? You know, like how, and this is what he literally says, you know, like how goblins are shown in porn? Like a short stack goblin. That was his answer. It's like, I wasn't kid porn.
I've only heard short stack in reference to pancakes.
So yeah, it's funny. But he meant like, I thought they were, you know, weirdly proportioned people. Kind of like in the goblin porn I've also known a lot about. So if you have to defend your child horse porn, I don't think the solution is like, you know, it's similar to goblin porn.
There's a... A sad subset of weird internet dudes who have anime child porn was like, yeah, she has the body of a child, but she's actually in the show 10,000 years old, so she's not a kid.
It's like, way
what
legal.
The fuck is what?
She's like almost too old.
Yeah. Much like Winnie the Pooh, who is 100 years old at this point, but still has the mind
of a child.
Of a Chernobyl victim.
And the proportions of one.
His insides are no longer organs. It's just like something's in there. I don't know what's in there, though.
It rattles funny, and if the wind hits it at the right angle, you hear a C-sharp minor chord. But they then meet Piglet to look for a heffa lump.
I only read this an hour ago, and I have no idea what happens in this chapter, because it's stupid.
This is the one where they build a pit, and then they set a trap
right,
on the heffalump.
That's right.
Yeah. And Pooh gets his head stuck in a honey jar. Yeah.
Because they need to put bait. But I like their thinking is kind of funny, because maybe it's just like, it's so stupid, so a kid will hear this and be like, oh, that's dumb. Because they say, We're going to dig a pit to catch the heffalump. Where should we dig it? And one of them goes, like a foot away from where it's standing. And
he's like wherever he's going to be soon.
It's like, but then it's going to see us digging the hole. They're like, oh, right.
Not if it's looking up.
Yeah, it's like Beavis and Butthead logic. Like, oh, good idea, Butthead. It's really stupid. And so then he takes the honey from home. Eating a bunch of it first because he wants to make sure that there's no cheese in it.
He wants to make sure that it is honey because it looks like cheese. Like, I had this with cheese by mistake once. So I want to make sure it's all honey. And so he has to eat all of it.
So then, of course, Pooh, who is a glutton and suffers from poor impulse control, eats
this
half of the honey.
A child's version of Seven. No,
yeah.
That was another book, right?
It's... Yeah, Kevin Spacey is like forcing him to eat the honey out of the pot. You fat fuck.
Christopher Robin is wrath.
Yeah, that's why he nails things into the animals when they're bad. The owl must be pride. I feel like this is more...
Absolutely,
this
owl's pride, yeah.
This is more applicable than the Taoism shit. You create all the characters, make them into the sins?
And then Rabbit is vainglory.
Tigger, who's not in this, but he's definitely lust. You know that guy fucks.
Yeah, he's that guy gets busy.
He's not even in this book because he's so busy fucking somewhere else. Probably Christopher Robin's mom. So then, you know, you could see what happens there. Do we want to go? Do we have to do all the stories?
I guess we don't have to.
Okay, no, but we should definitely do the one where Eeyore is violently depressed, which is the next one. This the chapter just starts with it,
no.
Pathetic. That's what it is. Pathetic. He turned and walked slowly down the stream for 20 yards, splashed across it, and walked slowly back on the other side. Then he looked himself in the water again. As I thought, he said, no better from this side. But nobody minds. No one cares. Pathetic. That's what it is. He's just violently depressed.
Because no one cared about his birthday.
Which actually made me laugh that they would put something like that. That something like this would be in a children's book. Like, he needs help.
You know what? They still haven't changed that character for like 75 years. Like, in all the cartoons, like, he's still just like, someone needs to help this donkey.
Someone needs to take care of that ass. But he's, I mean, this was 1926. Like, this is when they were still, you know, just a few years before that. Clearly mentally distraught soldiers who were like, no, I'm not fucking going back into that trench. They're like, well, we're shooting you, pussy. So,
yes, the Eeyore is sad from his time in the Rhineland.
He's like, I spent 8 months at the Somme.
Maybe that's what happened to Eeyore, yeah.
Eeyore's
sometimes
a war
when
war
I
veteran.
Sleep, I think of the Kaiser.
I saw what happened to Franklin. The trench fit was so bad, they had to cut it off at the knee.
That's why I don't have a birthday. But instead, his friends get him some presents that are re-gifting at best and sad at worst.
Really? One of them wants to get a balloon. It's Piglet brings the balloon, right?
Piglet brings him a balloon, but it pops.
And this one pops, unlike the other balloon.
Yeah.
Be consistent.
The logic in this universe doesn't hold. Milne, what were you doing?
I think it's because it was a BB gun, and the hole it made was so small that it didn't even break the other side. That's far as science.
So he brings him a shitty balloon, and then Pooh, was he going to give him the honey? And then he's like, I'll just give him the jar.
Well, he already eaten the honey, so.
No, but he like had honey in the jar, and he started carrying it to Eeyore. And it's like, I should just make sure that's actually honey, and then eats the honey. And then so he just tries to bring him the jar, the empty jar.
It's a useful pot for your things, but the only thing he owns is someone else's garbage balloon. But since he's so depressed, he's like, oh, fuck, this is all I've ever wanted.
He just wanted
a place to store
to
my hopes and dreams, like this empty pot.
And everyone else is like, we're having a birthday party for Eeyore. And everyone is like, can we make that gift from both of us?
Can we just sign the card?
On your garbage you're going to throw away instead of giving to a sad guy?
That'll make him feel better.
An owl writes some dumb bullshit on the stuff. And he's like, he writes like,
Well, they all think Owl can write, but they're all illiterate, so they don't know he can't write, but also he doesn't know, so.
But it's like the scene in Big Daddy when they're just trying to teach the kid to read, and also Rob Schneider. And he's like, hippopotamus. He can't say the words right. That's what he writes. He writes like, hippy pappy day. And they're like, man, that's really good. Does it say happy birthday? And he goes, yeah. And he's like, it seems really long. And he goes, well, it also says a very happy birthday with love from Pooh. So it took a while. And they're like, wow, man, you are so good, Owl.
Good cover.
Who? Me? And then Eeyore's happy for 5 minutes.
Before the crippling ennui sets in again.
We meet Kenga and Roo, where their plan, they're like, those are weird things. Let's abduct its child.
You know, you do for pranks. It's a prank, bro.
Let's just take the child from it. And the mother goes, two could play at this game. And they put Piglet in there and pretend Piglet is Roo. And the mom's like, fuck it. I'll take it home and drown it in a bath. And she throws Piglet into a cold bath. And he's like, oh, fuck, he got me. And they're like, ha, ha, ha. I guess we'll stay in this forest, though, because they have rapid onset Stockholm syndrome. And they can... They're cool.
Kenga is remarkably like together for the characters in this forest. I don't even remember the next story is, but it had my favorite
the North Pole
interaction of the entire saga of Pooh.
Oh, I've had a few of those, man.
What was the next story? I don't even fucking know.
That when they go to the North Pole.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know if this was from that, but it was like, Pooh finds Rabbit. He's like, hello, Rabbit. Is that you? Let's pretend it isn't and see what happens.
And he's like, how they keep
I have a message for you. You're like, well, I'll give it to him. Like,
you know what? Maybe Rabbit's in witness protection.
It's like, dude, I'm looking. They weren't even at his house anymore. He's like, I'm looking at you. It's like, no. Let's pretend I'm not me. He's like, all right. I fuck with your energy, man. I don't get it, but I'm down. What a weirdo.
What if any of us are not us? Who knows? Well, yes. I like this. That story starts, though, with a proto-rap song, like of like...
Pooh
booty.
Has many songs, including my favorite one, the Anxious Pooh song.
But this one, each line starts with, sing ho! And I'm like, is this like a gangster rap song from 1997? Is this Method Man? Sing ho for the life of a bear. And then just keep saying, sing ho. I'm like, you don't know anything about her. So then they go to the North Pole, but they don't.
Which is a stick.
Because they're fucking morons. And he goes, this is the North Pole of the forest. And they're like, that shit, I didn't even know he could do that. Holy shit, Christopher Robin, you have outdone yourself. And then he starts slowly turning into Kurtz from Heart of Darkness. Then there's another chapter that I forget what happens there.
It rains a lot, and Piglet's like, wow, it's real wet. I better call for help, but I'm going to put a message in a bottle. I'm sending out an SOS. Sending out an SOS. Sending out an SOS.
And Pooh is just like,
da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so Pooh goes to save him by riding in an umbrella, and they're like, wow, what a legend you are. No, I spent the past 5 days sitting on a branch eating honey and shitting into the flood. Like a real hero. And then they have a party for him, and he's like, I like snacks, and that's the end. That's the whole thing.
I like the end of the last line in that one is, and that is really the end of the story, and I'm very tired after the last yes. sentence. I think I shall stop.
I'm done
here.
With this shit.
Go, are you ready to sleep now? And then there's the last one, which I read the title too fast. It says, in which Christopher Robin gives Pooh a party. But I said, gives a Pooh party? I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Not so
I mean,
nice.
That's the party he gives him for the previous chapter. There's a little continuity here and there.
Right, because he saved Piglet. So he's like, I shall reward you immediately with a shitty party. A Pooh party.
Best kind.
And it doesn't even matter. They have a party. That's really it.
Yeah.
And oh, and he gives him a present. And the present is like a pencil holder.
Which is the thing that he gave Eeyore earlier.
The Pooh doesn't have object permanence. So yeah. It doesn't matter.
Unless it's honey, then he's not, and he still doesn't if he
has. He's not even, no, he doesn't. He has to confirm that every time. It's a dangerous combination of his lack of object permanence and his eating disorder.
And his crippling diabetes.
In the beginning, Pooh had toes on those stumpy legs. They're all gone now. Oh, bother.
So, I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. It's fucking stupid, but it's pretty funny. I probably like it for different reasons than Kid would like it, but I had a great time.
I did not like it. I was like, wow.
I'm shocked.
This is, now, I know I am not the target demo for this type of thing, but...
Well, how did you like it when it came out?
Still too old then.
So I had never... I definitely never read it before, though I've, you know, seen the, like, Disney movie or whatever it was. And
I think most
very
people
familiar,
these days haven't read
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what I'm familiar with. And that voice, so the whatever the actor is that did the Winnie the Pooh's voice is like
probably one of the three actors that did everything.
Well, no, you can't ever do anything else because like if they do anything else, it's like oh, it's the Winnie the Pooh voice. But so it's been a really long time. But yet, I was like, wow, this is really dumb. So it came out in the same kind of time as Mary Poppins. Yeah, that's what it is. The book Mary Poppins. So this. It felt similar to Mary Poppins.
It was similar, except that one was fucking miserable.
It was.
That sucked much more. This was so much better than that.
That's not high praise.
No, it's no, not a high bar, though.
Not meant to be.
It's just kind of like the premise of, or more like the reason why the author thinks kids will like it. It's because it's sort of like grown-ups acting silly, which is exactly what happens in the book of Mary Poppins. Not the movie, because the movie actually has a plot. In the book Mary Poppins, which does not have a plot at all, it's just adults acting silly, and kids are supposed to think, oh yeah, this is so good because what they're doing doesn't make sense. That's just kind of what this is too. And I was like, okay, whatever. And there's a depressed donkey, which was funny to me. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, the depressed donkey is still a really weird thing.
Man, I've never seen a donkey in high spirits.
I guess. I haven't talked to many.
They just don't seem to be very content animals. Maybe Christopher Robin in real life's donkey was like beat up and shitty.
I think they were all stuffed animals. Like, this is literally maybe the kids' stuffed animals.
They were, in the story, they're all still stuffed. That's why he nails a tail to them.
Yeah, he stuffs them all right. It's a fine book for kids. It's better than probably 99% of children's books from 1926.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that probably what helps is that I also saw the Disney movie as a kid. And this is actually, that's actually pretty, is what I remember, pretty faithful to this. I know they added characters to the movie and they kind of took stuff from other stories, but it was fun. It was familiar.
I mean, they've made a million other ones than just the one. They have a lot of like other little episodes of Pooh and Friends, which is a great German bar.
So who should read it?
Honestly, I don't know if anyone should read it. Even reading it to a kid would feel weird because all the funny parts are weird.
If you're a good enough reader to read this, you shouldn't read it. I mean, if you want to read it to a 5-year-old, like, okay, maybe.
It's like a catch-22.
Yeah. I think select stories are still okay to like read to a kid. I think some of them are kind of like they wouldn't even get it these days.
And without the pictures, I mean, which are nice, the cute little doodles. But you know what? Despite having poo in the title, the book wasn't that shitty. It was just fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's for fucking kids in the 20s. So, like, the standards are definitely lower. But
think of, like, 101 Dalmatians and Mary Poppins and...
Yeah,
those
compared
are the
to
good
other
ones. And Pinocchio, even that's a little earlier.
Like, yeah, they took those shitty books and made them into good movies much, much later. This one was much closer to what they did. Like, yeah, actually, this one's fine. We can salvage this. Was like, we're just going to take the title and run with it. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Fuck this book.
You don't need to read it. I had a good time, but no one needs to read it now.
It's an hour of time to read it. It's brisk.
But you don't need to do that.
Oh, I did that. That's over. Thanks, Milne.
And why don't you tell us what you thought? Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
And follow us on Twitter, drunkguysbc.
Or go to Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Guys Book Club.
Oh, I meant to say this earlier in the episode this time. If you like the podcast, leave us a review. A nice one. And don't say mean things.
Not a poo one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hurts our feelings.
And you can also go to Goodreads and read the books that are also about poo, but like the other kind, depending on the book.
And check out the Hopped Up Network, a network of independent beer podcasters. And thanks for listening.